Gloomy Detective and Devil Girl by Spoonmaster 12. Synopsis: 15-year-old Haruta Ichihara performs a ritual to summon a demon, creatures who form pacts with humans, with that human soul being gambled in order to attain the demon's services. However, Haruta has no desire for power. He simply desires to have his soul taken away. The summoned demon, Lyrae, does not easily oblige and instead demands answers for why someone so young would ask for something like that. So begins a tale of a gloomy boy and the eccentric yet honorable demon girl as they unravel the mystery surrounding a grave crime the boy has been accused of. Review. Story and characters. Gloomy Detective and Devil Girl is a story that can sound either very serious or very silly depending on how I talk about it, with the case tackling some pretty heavy themes regarding abuse, while also injecting a lot of humor. We have a dual protagonist setup here. The story often switches narrative viewpoints between Haruta and Lyrae, to the point that they're both equally the protagonist. I actually think the general vibes of the case are best exemplified by Lyrae specifically. She has a lot of extremely silly lines when it's pointed out that she doesn't exactly live up to the image of a terrifying 3,000-year and counting old demon, but at the same time, she's also directly involved in some of the most somber moments of the story. Her view on human life is also pretty interesting. The two leads have a really interesting dynamic, balancing each other pretty well. The story of how our two leads unravel the crime that Haruta has been accused of is an interesting one, with a lot of weight being given to their emotional arcs throughout the case. The other characters in this are harder to talk about without going into spoiler territory, but it's a relatively small, intimate cast of characters. I found them all interesting, with even the most intentionally shallow-seeming character actually having a bit of depth once the story went on a bit. The story really loves going from emotional to silly and back very quickly, with some heavy scenes being immediately followed by comedic intermissions that are non-canon and break the fourth wall a lot. It's a story that has a lot of fun with itself, with the somber mood and silly moments both complementing each other pretty well and only rarely feeling at odds with each other. There are a few specific details about the story that I think could be edited to help clarify things or help it flow better, but for the most part, I found it to be a very entertaining read. Presentation. As a case with basically an all-original cast with only a couple of references to Ace Attorney, all the characters use sprites from the custom OCs thread. They're all pretty well chosen and match the characters pretty well. Custom music from various other visual novels and games are also utilized pretty well in addition to the in-editor Ace Attorney stuff. In particular, there was a Symphonic Rain song used, which some of you may know is a work that holds a very special place in my heart, and I was very happy to hear it in this case. There are some presentation gripes I have, though. There are some typos, mostly grammar-related rather than misspellings. Haruta makes use of Apollo Justice's voice clips, which sound kind of off for a 15-year-old teen, though I got used to it. There's the occasional minor visual bug, and there is the occasional issue of a character's mouth moving when they're only saying ellipses. Spoon has mentioned to me that the second part of this two-part entry wasn't able to be fully playtested in time. Thankfully, there were no game-breaking bugs or anything like that, but I did find the presentation to be slightly worse in the second part, so I definitely encourage Spoon to allow the playtesters to keep doing their thing, and make any fixes accordingly. In addition, there were a couple of rooms in this where there was a lack of even generic present dialogue in one room, and a lack of generic examine dialogue in another room later in the game, which feel like oversights. Overall, though, this is an area of much marked improvement for Spoon since the last work by them I've played, and I'm really happy to see the progress made here. Gameplay. There's a mixture of investigation segments and cross-examinations in this. Due to the structure of this case not relying on there being a trial of any kind, the game very quickly switches between investigation segments and questioning the other characters. The first part of the game is more freeform, while the second part is more linear due to the story heading to its conclusion. I do want to talk about that first part though, which makes unique use of the dual protagonist setup in a good way. There's also an optional joke end to get in the first part that I thought was funny. There was no reason for Spoon to put in all of that effort towards a gag end that the players explicitly warned about pursuing, but I still appreciate it when a lot of effort is put into things that a lot of people won't see. I think that the first part of the case is generally pretty intuitive, with only one part I really struggled with, but that being alleviated due to the presence of an in-game hint that you can ask for if you don't understand the puzzle like I did. However, the second part of the case was a lot trickier for me and made me look at the walkthrough. There's one part that asks you to note a contradiction without a photo, which requires noticing a very small detail. With the way the image currently looks, I literally did not notice that it was part of the image at all, even though I got the impression it wasn't supposed to be as hidden as I'm making it sound. When I looked at the guide and saw what I was supposed to click, my literal first reaction was something along the lines of, "Wait, what are you talking about? Where even is that in the photo?" And I had to zoom in with my browser quite a bit. Without giving much away, I also think this is a part that people who have difficulty differentiating colors will struggle with. I mentioned elsewhere in this review that Spoon has a couple of playtesters, and I strongly encourage seeking their feedback about the puzzles in the second part, to see if it isn't just me who feels this way. Still, that first part works really well, so I'm confident my issues with the gameplay in the second part can be fixed for a public release. Theme relevance. As mentioned before, this case has a dual protagonist setup with the point of view constantly switching between Lyrae and Haruta. While I can't be entirely sure what Spoon's thought processes were, I personally thought of Lyrae as fitting the Luigi role much more here. She very much feels like she'd be our usual sidekick character here. The demon with special powers would be a strong supporting character to our main protagonist. But who ends up getting as much of a character arc as Haruta does, with her own story that ends up connecting to his in an interesting way. The dynamic at play here actually reminded me of the dynamic between Noelle and Charon from a game called Noelle the Mortal Fate, which I don't think Spoon has played, though maybe they have. So a slightly more mainstream example might be the dynamic between Yugi and the Pharaoh in the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, even if it isn't quite as good of a match. It's that sort of feeling and general concept for me. Anyway, I really appreciated the dual protagonist setup here, and I think the equal focus between Haruta and Lyrae really contributes to the story in a great way. Also, in a couple of non-canon gag scenes, Luigi himself appears. People are really taking this theme much more literally than I thought they would. Overall, a very sincere story that I enjoyed playing through. While I would encourage Spoon to get the further and playtesting they wanted done, I'm eager to see the showcase thread for this go up since it's a complete work that I think a lot of people would enjoy. I can easily imagine people here getting attached to the cast of characters in particular. And here for my professional photograph of Spoon. Again, this is what Spoon really looks like in real life for real. I have the Persona 3 protagonist. Yeah, this is based on Spoon's current Discord avatar, because I asked them if they wanted the Persona 3 protagonist or Van Zeeks, who's from their current AAO avatar. And the response was basically do whatever, so I kind of had random.org ask. The protagonist from Persona 3, I think I kind of drew them with a cat smile here, kind of accidentally, but it kind of worked. I don't know. Okay, that's all I had to say. Bye, everyone. Thanks for making.